Thanks for calling Custom Sport. How may I help you?
Yes, how you doing, ma'am?
Good.
Okay, I'm calling about a transaction that's been made or posted on my card from this place. I recently did through AT&T a smartwatch option. It says that I had to pay the shipping only. I paid $7.95. But now I want to know why it's trying to charge me $67. It says the watch is free and I only pay shipping. But now it's trying to take $67 off of my card.
Hello? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hold on. Wait 1 second. And can I please start with the zip code, sir?
Zip code?
Yes, sir.
70570.
And can I please start the first and last name, sir?
Eric Jones.
Yes, I do see. I can't mention that name. Can you please verify your home address?
80 Tom
C.
Snyder
Road, Appaloosa, Louisiana. Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, 1 6, sir. And I do see that you did pay shipping and handling for a Platinum Ultra smartwatch, which was $7.95, and you got this shipped out to you on the 13th.
Okay, now why is it charging $67?
Yes, sir. This is for the Platinum. This is for the Platinum smartwatch as well. It's the full price.
But it was supposed to be free.
So it was a 7-day, it was a trial, sir, a 7-day trial. And the 7-day, you got charged full price.
Well, we can't, it done been shipped out already?
Yes, ma'am, it said it, yes, sir, it said it was shipped out. Hold on. Wait 1 second. Oh, give me 1 second, sir. Hold on. Yes, sir. It said it will be shipped out June 16th at 8:00 p.m.
Shipped out?
Yes, sir. Would you like the confirmation number? I mean, the tracking number.
Well, that was been just getting shipped out this morning.
Yeah, at 8:00.
Okay, so it would have just been getting shipped this morning, and I made $7.95 purchase
this
last week.
It gets shipped out at 8:00 p.m., sir.
Okay, well, and I did get charged for the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
I need to cancel that.
Okay.
I didn't want the watch unless it was.
You didn't pay the full price because it was declined by the card, sir.
Yeah.
So. The smartwatch is still out for delivery, but it was declined by your card.
Yes, because I didn't have nothing saying that I had to pay $67. All it showed was $7.95. So what that brings us to now? I want to cancel the transaction.
Yes, sir.
Because my bank sent me a message. And if I don't cancel this transaction, it will cancel my card, and then I'm going to have to wait a bunch of days for a new card. And I really don't want that, so if I could just cancel it all right here, that would be good for me.
Yes, sir. I did cancel the account, but I can't do nothing about the refund because it is declined by the card holder, by the bank, so I can't refund you, but I did cancel the account. But when it does get unlocked, you can't call back for the refund.
I can do what?
When it does get unlocked, you can't call back for the refund.
Okay, so it did charge that card?
Huh?
It did charge the card?
Yes. No, no sir. Not the 5732.
Okay, okay. Well, so if I don't reply to Chase so they can send my card back, y'all don't have my information anymore, huh? Y'all won't charge me no more, huh?
No, sir.
Okay, because I'm trying not to have to wait 12 days for a new card. So, now that you canceled it, I can press reply to Chase. Yes, it was me. And they got to go ahead and it won't charge unless I try again to make the purchase.
So, yes, sir.
So, being that said, I should type yes to them, to Chase, and it's still not going to go through. Because you have canceled it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's what I need to know. I'm trying not to have to get a brand new card because it's going to make me wait a lot of days for a new card. So if I do reply yes to Chase, he still cancels ours. That's the deal. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you.